After three previous attempts that failed to advance in the Senate, the House today finally passed an economic stimulus package that an overwhelming number of its members could agree on. Gone from the stripped-down package were controversial tax cuts for the well-to-do. Gone, too, was a multi-billion dollar provision eliminating minimum taxes for corporations. The bill does provide a 13-week extension of unemployment benefits as well as tax breaks aimed at creating more jobs. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Republican-controlled House took action on a bill sent over by the Senate that simply extends unemployment benefits. House Republicans added about $100 billion in business tax breaks over the next 3 years to the Senate bill. Today, House Speaker Dennis Hastert defended that action.
We didn't take the white flag and wave back and said, we'll just take what the Senate gives us.
It seemed clear, though, that House Republicans had retreated from the more costly stimulus bills they'd earlier approved. But Ways and Means Chairman Bill Thomas saw it differently.
No, we're not relenting. We have conceded that the Senate leadership has been able to kill stimulus. They succeeded. So we're not relenting.
Thomas insisted this was not a stimulus bill, but rather a 10-year job creation bill.
Over that 10-year period, out of the $41 billion, $2.7 billion is for unemployed. The $38 billion remainder is for reduction of taxes to small business, medium business, job-creating provisions.
The top Democrat on Ways and Means, New York's Charles Rangel, sardonically declared he agreed with Thomas.
The glee that you take in suggesting that we're only providing $2.7 billion for the unemployed as opposed to the incentives that we're paying for the corporate structure. No, you're not relenting. You are responding to the outrage that has been felt for people throughout this country that over since 9/11, you have ignored the people who've unemployed.
Privately, some Republicans acknowledged that they were indeed feeling pressure from constituents to extend the unemployment benefits, something Congress has done routinely during other economic downturns. Kenny Hulsoff, a Missouri Republican, said much of what his party wanted to do in the stimulus package had to be set aside to make sure legislation extending those jobless benefits did not get hung up again.
Literally, this is the least we could do. Because of the political climate in which we find ourselves, this is a pragmatic solution.
That solution calls for allowing firms to write off 30% of new investment in equipment over the next 3 years. It also includes tax breaks to revitalize New York City. House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt called the bill a tenuous compromise. In the end, only three Democrats voted against it. Gephardt lamented that it took so many months to reach such a deal.
This is a hard-headed lot we have here in the House leadership. It takes a long time for them to finally realize that everybody else in the building and in the White House is moving in a different direction. They are always out of step with everybody else on what is moderate and sensible and reasonable to do.
President Bush today indicated he'd sign the bill, but it must first be approved by the Senate. Majority Leader Tom Daschle said he thought the Senate might take a look at the bill before its Easter break later this month. Minority Leader Trent Lott also seemed in no great hurry to take up the legislation.
I hope we do it. I think we ought to do it. But, this is not my primary focus. I really think we need to get the energy bill done.
Many in the Senate feel that with the economy apparently on a rebound, a stimulus bill is no longer needed. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.